Welkom bij een nieuwe editie van de Jazz is een podcast. Vandaag met gitarist Steve Vai. Ja, Steve Vai, bekend van Frank Zappa, David Lee Roth, zijn solocarrière, zijn werk met Joe Satriani, de film Crossroads. Het is een allrounder, maar wat heeft hij nou met jazz te maken? Nou, om te beginnen, hij is een van de headliners op dat nieuwe festival dit jaar, het Bridge Festival in Eindhoven, samen met het Metropoolorkest, waar hij al een lange relatie mee heeft. Maar ook als je een van zijn laatste releases bekijkt, hij longt meer en meer naar de jazz. Op een van die laatste releases staat een heel merkwaardig stuk, Pink and Blows Over, een drieluik. Met onder andere een hoofdrol voor pianist Tommy Marsh, die een waanzinnige improvisatie weggeeft. Ik had het er met Steve over, ik laat je dat gesprek horen en daarna het stuk Pink and Blows Over. Enjoy!
Yeah, one of the remarkable pieces on your latest CD is Pink and Blows Over. Tell us something about the origin and the construction, and, well, tell us everything about that piece.
Okay, well, it was actually a very creative period when I was living in Sylmar, and I had my little studio, Stucco Blue Studio, and had just kind of finished my years with Frank Zappa, and very influenced by Frank. And Frank had this way of creating just spontaneously. You know, just completely right in the moment. So I picked up some of that, you know. And when I went to do Flexible, I employed that kind of in-the-moment instant creativity. But then after Flexible was released, I put a band together, and I wanted to start playing some of that music and write new music. Mm-hmm. And I had Tommy Mars on keyboards and Sue Mathis on keyboards and vocals and Stu Hamm and Chris Frazier. And these were really fabulous musicians.
Bass and drums,
yeah, sorry. And Pink and Blows Over came about. I just had this idea to create this piece that was almost like a lullaby at first about this fictitious kind of a character. And I just wrote the lyrics out without thinking, you know. I changed them a little bit when I tweaked it for Modern Primitive. And I wanted it to start out with this kind of ethereal kind of lullaby sound. And then I loved composing sort of in dissonance. And the second movement, or the end of that first movement, actually, it goes into that interlude that's just so harmonically rich and dissonant. And again, I had just learned that kind of writing, rhythmic, polyrhythmic kind of notation by studying Frank and transcribing for him and stuff. So it was more like an exercise of sorts. And I like just the tonality of it. There was something very haunting about the melody, you know. Da-da-dee-da, da-da-da-da. And when we used to do it live, Tommy Mars would, you know, that was where I would just give him this open solo section, and he's just an absolute genius, you know. He's totally in the moment, that guy. And I said, just take this melody and go with it. And he loved, that's like his meat, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You feed him a little food, and he just evolves it into these layers upon layers of these unexpected harmonic structures and things that are just so deeply moving, if you resonate with that kind of thing, and I so did. And then the third movement was actually something that I had written in college when I was taking music theory classes with Mike Matheny, Pat Matheny's brother. And it's very jazz-oriented, you know, just the changes and stuff, mm-hmm. because that's kind of like what I was studying at Berkeley. And we used to do this piece, and I never had a good recording of it. All the recordings this was back in the early 80s. And I never had a great recording, just some cassette recordings from some gigs. And when I was doing Modern Primitive, which was my last record, it was I reached back to that period because I had started to track a lot of music. I tracked about eight or nine songs, just the tracks, you know, the drums, bass, a little bit of guitar here and there, of some of the songs that we were performing with that band, which was called The Classified. Mm-hmm. And Pink and Blows Over was one of the songs in our repertoire that we played all the time and just loved playing, you know. But when it came time to do the Modern Primitive record, I wrestled with the fact, with the idea of re-recording that whole piece, because it was quite an undertaking, you know, because I wanted to have the same musicians 35 years later. Mm-hmm. And I did. I got them. I got called Chris. Stu came in. Tommy is on there, you know, and Sue. Sue did some of the vocal stuff, Sue Mathis. And, you know, that's the way it came out. And what was really cool was, for me, with that whole first movement, I used to sing it. And it just sounded, you know, it wasn't doing it. It was kind of silly. And I wanted the right voice for that. And we have a dear friend, has this daughter, Jazz. Her name is Jazz, J-A-Z. And she's a singer. And she has this very beautiful kind of a romantic jazz kind of a voice, in a sense. And I remember just thinking, she's absolutely perfect to sing this first movement. So, and she's a dear friend, mm-hmm. you know. And she came down and she laid that vocal on. And I was just, I couldn't have been more thrilled, because it just works so well with yeah. that atmosphere of the song, you know. And then when the second movement came along, I wasn't quite sure if Tommy Mars still had what he had back then, because I hadn't really worked with him so much. And he hadn't played anything besides a piano in many years. And I had all these keyboards set up for him. And man, oh man, he's deeper than he ever has been. Yeah. He went deeper than I thought than what I was expecting. Because he came to the house once, and for about 4 hours, he just improvised. And this stuff was stunning, you know, and I had it all. And then he calls me and he goes, I cannot get this melody out of my head. It's haunting me. I can't sleep, you know. And he says, I want more time. I want more studio time on this. So I set up another whole session, and he came in, and oh my goodness, I had 6 hours of Tommy Mars doing this. And the hardest thing I probably ever had to do in my career was edit that down to, you know, 13 minutes. But there it is. And it's really quite a quirky, interesting, sweet, chaotic, rich kind of a piece of music that I just feel that for all of the kinds of things that I like in that type of music, all the boxes are checked. Mm. Yeah.
And one of the things that baffles me about Pink and Blows Over is that it's very hard to pinpoint it in a certain era or time. Like a lot of music, you can say, oh, that's probably from there or from that year. But also with the vocals from jazz, it's timeless.
Yeah, it has that. There's things in it that when I hear are very reminiscent of the theoretical kind of structures, melodic structures, that I was so exposed to with Frank, you know. But I think the biggest influence there is just the freedom, you know, because Frank was just an explosion of freedom. So that was so much fun. I mean, it's so rewarding when you have no expectations of what anybody will think about it, because how could you when you do something like that, you know, like this? You, if you start thinking about those kinds of things, it changes the freedom of the spontaneity, and then you're cutting yourself short of your own potential to do something that is really worth it to you.
Yeah. When did you think of the title?
I have no idea. It was just one of these quirky moments. Maybe it came from a dream state, but it just came out, you know, from that infinite well of potentiality that resides in all of us, you know?
He's a lovely little guy. He's got flowers in his eyes. Sneaky feet.
I'm
Worship the sun.
Tot zover Pink and Blows Over, Mr. Steve Vai, met een hoofdrol voor pianist Tommy Mars. Informatie? info@jazzism.nl. Ja, ik heb tegenwoordig ook een programma elke zaterdagavond om 9 uur bij de Concertzender. Zou leuk zijn als je daarnaar luistert. Kijk maar even op concertzender.nl voor meer informatie. Dat is het voor nu. Mijn naam is Code Kloet. Zeg ik alleen nog gedag allemaal.